Listener David wrote, if the uninterrupted fundraising drives have been successful, why do you do these fall pledge drives? Well, it's a good question and one that we have examined in depth. We've been very pleased with the success of our summer stealth drives. We think listeners appreciate the fact that over the years we have reduced the number of fundraising days from 26 down to 15. But the summer drive is different from fall or spring in that the goal is so much lower, typically less than half of the big ones. Still, it took 3 weeks of fairly intense messages, several per hour in the last few days, to reach those goals this summer. We don't think our listeners would be in favor of a fall drive that took 6 weeks of messages, even if none disrupts regular programming. And of course, it is always possible to end a drive early. We always say we will end the drive on the day we reach the goal, and we mean it. So if everyone would pledge in the early days rather than wait until the last minute, we'd be over that much sooner. Human nature being what it is, we haven't seen that happen, but wouldn't it be wonderful if it did? So please help us out by returning your letter or pledging online at whqr.org. Our drive starts on October 12th. Last week, I reported on the changes that NPR has made in the terminology used by our HQR News and classical HQR live streams. Several listeners had reported problems, which so far seem to be being resolved. For example, Paula Jenkins of Wilmington wrote, I heard that one of your listeners was having problems streaming with Sonos. So was I, but it seems to be working fine now. Whatever you did, thank you. And listener Carolyn wrote, the TuneIn app is working, and I'm listening to WHQR right now. Thanks for working to fix this issue. The thanks should go to John McCary, a retired engineer who assists us with various problems. He's on top of this one, obviously. We received a request this week from overseas. Listener Vitaly from Ukraine wrote as follows, and in the interest of clarity, I've tried to preserve something of the flavor, but have edited his sentence structure a bit. Good afternoon, dear station staff. I'm writing to you from a small Ukrainian town with the hope of understanding. I want to say thank you for what you have. Of course, in our country, we can listen to your radio station only via the internet, which I do almost every day. You may ask why I do not listen to our national station. I would say that, of course, I listen to them, but I like your radio station so that I can always see a wide variety of styles and themes focused on the target and on the different categories of people. But the main thing is that all of the product, which is presented on your station, has the highest quality. Listening to your station, I perfect language skills, knowledge of the culture, customs and history of the country and of the people. In general, your station struck me for high professionalism and cohesion of the team that makes the product of the highest international quality. I think that after graduating from the Faculty of Journalism, I will try to create something like this in our country. I wanted to ask you, if possible, to consider the opportunity to give me materials with the logo of your channel, possibly a T-shirt, magnet cup, or other promotional materials. I understand that each day you receive many such requests and all the support you cannot, but I hope that you will support me and donate something to remember. You know, we sometimes receive messages from overseas and, of course, from here, which just don't feel right. This one kind of feels okay to me, so we're sending Vitaly something with our best wishes and thanks to him in the Ukraine. Well, no matter where you are, we'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. And many thanks, as always, for your feedback.